I'd like to move on to the Treetop Hotel right now. Where do you go from here? It's been approved by City Council. So what's the next step with Treetop?
Well, we got third reading. We still have to pass fourth reading. Fourth reading, all of the public input side is over. We have now actually started work on the MDA. We're required between third and fourth reading to construct an MDA similar to that we did for Mackenzie Village. And now that the final parameters of what's expected from the city have been completed in the first MDA for Mackenzie Village, you know, since that point, which was not up until the end of November, we've started to work with the city on looking at what they want and pull the data and crunch the numbers, do the MDA for this project. We're hoping that that should be completed in Q1 of 2017. Back to council for fourth and final and adoption of the bylaws, which will then allow us to start the planning phase, which will then allow us hopefully to start construction in early 2018.
Do you anticipate any controversy?
There shouldn't be any. All of the public consultation period is over. It's now down to council to pass fourth reading and bylaws to be adopted, subject to city staff approving and accepting the MDA. It should be fairly mechanical from here, hopefully.
That proposal was initially controversial. There was a lot of opposition. The Gallardis, Northlands.
Northlands, yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard anything more from them?
Not directly. For the Treetop Hotel, a Camosi Bench project, we have actually reached out to them on a number of occasions with fairly major offerings to work with the resort. Unfortunately, to date, we haven't had any positive responses.
Well, let's go on to Catherwood Road. Catherwood Road annexations were fairly controversial, involved an alternative approval process, which means people had to sign a counter petition for that. Now, there are two properties involved there. There was one owned by yourself, another owned by Peter Bernacki, Rich Mickle. The people who opposed that did manage to garner enough signatures to force council to make a decision on either to cancel a project or cancel its hearings on a project or hold a referendum. Now, they've held a referendum. Do you anticipate more opposition during a referendum? We don't even know when the referendum is going to be, but I would presume it will be
sometime
this
spring. No, we don't know when the referendum, what the date of the referendum is going to be. There are timelines to which the referendum have to be held post the petition or the AAP. It should happen quite quickly. I think we're probably going to continue to get certain voices of opposition. I think it's a shame that we are where we are, because the facts of the annexation are simply that it was for an annexation. The claims that, you know, that any removal from the ALR or rezoning or costs were going to be put onto city taxpayers were just claims and incorrect. Annexation simply moves the parcel of land from the CSRD to the city of Revelstoke. By making that movement, it allows actually then the residents of Revelstoke, also the residents of the CSRD who are neighbouring it, and the city staff of Revelstoke to actually come forward with future planning in a meaningful way, consider what that land could or should be. It doesn't change the zoning or the status. That land would stay small holdings and would stay ALR until such time that, you know, there was any rezoning. And that rezoning would only be after full of public input. And we now what that involves and how long that takes through another maybe 3 or 4 year process.
What kind of water service do those properties receive now?
I have a water right.
So you get water from a brook or a spring on your property?
Yeah.
Or is it above your property or is it on your property?
It's on my property, yeah.
Okay.
Just on my property, yeah. See, that spring is now questionable to its long-term water capability or quality as a result of, you know, increased snowmaking and activity on the ski hill.
Do you have any idea what it would cost to have water service installed by the city?
The answer to that is twofold. It would cost the city nothing. The cost of installing water and sewer is all the cost is all at the hands of the developer, myself and Mr. Bernacki and his group. I mean, what the actual cost of that would be, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. Imagine it would be a substantial amount. We would require to have a lift station to pump sewage up. Supplying water wouldn't be too difficult, too expensive. But again, all of those costs would be at the cost of the developer.
Okay.
And not just the initial costs. Yeah, we've gone through this now with the Mackenzie Village MDA. Any subsequent expansions or improvements that would be required to city infrastructure to supply that water or treat that sewage would also be at the hands of the developer.
Do you think that some of the opposition you've received about Catherwood and perhaps to some of the other, to your other projects, although mostly Catherwood, is due to the fact that many people are convinced you're an agent of unwanted change or unwarranted change?
Never quite thought of myself like that, to be honest. I mean, as we've seen, as we see, rightly or wrongly, with many things that happen or try to happen in town, certain user groups that create objection if it doesn't sit well with their group. You know, there's been objections raised and fueled and fanned and moved on in any which way, shape or form. I understand from comments to the city, also Camosi Treehouse Development, and also already in this petition for Catherwood Road.
Is there anything you can say that would allay some of the fears that people have?
To me, just wanting to rezone and leave town, or what?
Some people, there are always people who are envious of others who have had material success in this world. There are people who dislike others because they're rich or because they're members of a particular party. What do you say to people like that?
Well, we're fell in love when we came here 10 years ago. We would have moved here sooner, but for school commitments with our youngest daughter in Whistler, and it was finding the right time to make that move. Made a substantial investment in both terms of our own personal property and investments we've made and ongoing work we're doing. Our youngest daughter is in school here, in her third year of school. My son has moved from the UK and is now working here and living here with his wife. Another daughter who's studying at UBCO, and this is her home. Two other children and three grandchildren who try to spend as much time as they can in Revelstoke to see us. I'm not sure what else I can do to show that I'm committed and bought in.
Thank you very much, David. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about these issues.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, guys.